edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that the solar activity levels continue to be at very low numbers. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 71, and the daily smooth sunspot number has dropped to 4. And the IPS further advises that those figures are not expected to change significantly in the near future. So it means our high frequency broadcasting on long hop multipath or multi-hop paths on long distances on frequencies above about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable on a worldwide basis. Anyway, here is a summary of some notable frequency usages across the early afternoon time window, 0330 to 0400, here in Melbourne. This analysis was made at the monitoring site at the Westerfolds Park, which is in the outer eastern suburb of Templestowe. And the analysis notes several appearances of the specialised Asian-African daytime mode. 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Service, the domestic program. 9560, Madagascar, NHK Tokyo via the Talata relay station in Swahili to Africa. 9620, China, China National Radio Network 2 in Chinese. 9645, China, China National Radio Network 1. And 9685, China, China National Radio Network 8. Radio Myanmar, the domestic service. 9740, Radio Romania International in Spanish. 9765, Thailand, Voice of America carrying the Radio Diwa program in Pashto from the Udorn relay station. 9775, Botswana, Voice of America again, with English programming to Africa. And 9810, China, China National Radio Network 1 in Chinese. 9835, Malaysia, Radio Television Malaysia, the domestic service carrying relay of the home service programs. And 9850, China, the People's Broadcasting Station at Qinghai, broadcasting from the Xing transmitting site in Tibetan. And 11660, China, China National Radio Network 2. And 11665, another frequency for Radio Television Malaysia from Kuala Lumpur. It's the domestic service again, a relay of home service broadcasts. 11745, Saudi Arabia, programs in Arabic. And 11770, China, China Radio International from the Kashi transmitting site in English. And 11860, another frequency for Saudi Arabia, also in Arabic. And 12055, China. China National Radio Network 17. That's 17. Network 17 programs to national minorities in the Kazakh language. I rarely heard here that particular broadcast. It's the daytime service. So that was a summary of some notable frequency usages across the early afternoon time window here in Melbourne between 0330 and 0400. That propagation was noted at the Westerfolds Park monitoring site in Melbourne's outer east in the suburb of Templestowe. And this analysis included several notes of the specialised Asian-African daytime mode. Some information now from our monitoring friends in Sofia in Bulgaria. This is from the regular newsletter concerning shortwave reception, mainly daytime reception in Eastern Europe. Radio Iran, Free Radio Iran International Television. That's the program which is being broadcast on 11570 from transmitting site at Yerevan in Armenia between 1029 or at 1029 in Farsi to the Middle East, 100 kilowatts and antenna 100 degrees. And on 6270, also from Yerevan, from 1329 to the Middle East, near the Middle East in Farsi, same transmitting power, 100 kilowatts and same antenna, 100 degrees. And Radio France International, again heard on a new frequency, 15275. This is 1200 to 1230 from Issedon to West Africa in the Mandingo language. 500 kilowatts and the antenna 198 degrees. Germany. Trypsin of HCJB Germany in the 49 meter band, noted in the morning period in Eastern Europe, on 5920 from 0759 with 1.5 kilowatts, German to South Eastern Europe, antenna 145 degrees. And the new program, Skoribande, broadcasting from Germany, and it's a popular affairs program with news, current affairs and curiosities from the world of radio and shortwave and radio amateurs. And there will also be replicas of the most interesting transmissions aired on the IBC station in Italy since 1979. And the schedule is on 3975 between 2200 and 2300 with very low power to northwestern Europe on Saturdays. That's in Italian, all these programs are in Italian. And on 6160, 0900 to 1000, Italian on Sundays. And further on 3975, 1600 to 1700 on Mondays, and 1300 to 1400 on Wednesdays. And 6160 was also used 1300 to 1400 on Wednesdays. Now, reception of Radio Kuwait in the 16 and 31 meter bands in Eastern Europe. 1000 to 1200 on 17760 in the Filipino language to Southeast Asia. 250 kilowatts and the antenna 084 degrees. And 1100 to 1330 on 9750 to the Near East and Africa in Arabic. 250 kilowatts again and the antenna 286 degrees. And China Radio International via the Bamako Mali relay station noted in the 16 meter band. That's on 17880 between 1300 and 1357 to West Africa in French 100 kilowatts and antenna 111 degrees, and also on 17630, 1400 to 1557, to Central Africa in English. That's again 100 kilowatts, but the antenna there is 085 degrees. And the station in Russia, known as Adygeyewa Radio, a local station in the 49 metre band, using 6000, 1800 to 1900, to Central Asia, and 100 kilowatts, and the antenna 188 degrees. And Radio Dabanga in the 25 metre band, a brokered station, 11640, 1529 to 1627, in the Darfur language, or Darfur Arabic language, to East Africa, 100 kilowatts and 195 degrees antenna. And the Voice of Turkey, noted on 7245, between 1200 and 1225, in Bulgarian, to southeastern Europe, with 250 kilowatts and a power of 300 degrees antenna. And also on 15270, German, from 1234 onwards to Western Europe, 310 degrees, 500 kilowatts, and that's daytime services from the Voice of Turkey. And the Far East Broadcasting Association, with the program known as Radio Sama, by the Wolferton Relay Station in England, 15260, 0800 to 0830, the Northern Near and Middle East in Arabic, 250 kilowatts, and the antenna 107 degrees. So those were a few notes from our friends in Bulgaria, in Sofia, putting out their weekly newsletter from Bulgaria relating to shortwave reception, mainly in the daytime period in that part of the world.